flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
How wouldn't Drake May be excited about Josh McDaniels? I don't know. Sam Bradford? Maybe that's one way.
Yeah, I don't know.
Keith, you illustrated that
run
last week. Yeah, the Broncos.
The Broncos run. Cam Newton.
Ditching the Colts at the 23rd hour. Cam Newton, yeah. Jarrett Stidham.
Drake May's going to say all the right things, though. I mean, he loved Alex Van Pelt. Every time anybody asked him about Alex Van Pelt, all season long, he loved AVP.
Sure.
So I think he'll like McDaniels. It's just a matter of, you know, how different are the offenses going to be? Is that something that is going to suit Drake May? All that.
Greg said something about highlighting the mobility of Drake May that I found interesting. Mm-hmm. We can circle back to that. But there was some news while we went to break.
All right.
Liam Cohen is going to stay with the Bucs. He was their offensive coordinator.
So not taking the Jaguars job.
He turned down the Jaguars job. He, I think, was the favorite to get that job. And the only reason I bring up Liam Cohen, I would also bring up Ben Johnson from a year ago, is I think those guys are shining examples of one thing you hear constantly about Josh McDaniels. This would be the counter to that. Well, hire McDaniels. You know he's not going to go anywhere. You don't have to start over again. Hire a new OC for Drake May, which, again, I don't care about. I just keep going to the McVay tree and keep going to the McVay tree, yeah, and then go back there again. I'm not worried about that, but some people are. Well, it turns out with Liam Cohen, he's staying, and he was a highly sought-after offensive coordinator for a head coaching job. Ben Johnson stayed a year ago, highly sought-after offensive coordinator. So not only have
now
we seen some stay, and you're right, he eventually left.
Gone.
But you kept him for an extra year.
You did.
Not only have we seen those guys stay, there is a way to keep them. You pay.
Do you think that's going to happen? Although, actually, the Patriots did that with McDaniels.
Do I think it's going to happen? No, and you're right. They have done that with McDaniels before.
McDaniels was on his way out to the Colts a few years ago, and they were able to keep him. And the reports at the time were he was the highest paid coordinator.
Do I think it's going to happen? No. No, I don't.
Unlikely, yeah.
But that is an indictment on the crap. If you hear over and over again, well, you don't just want to lose the guy and lose him a year later.
I believe a Belichick thing. Got reported that Belichick didn't love the idea of the revolving door coaches. He likes sort of like an established staff going forward.
Yeah.
So maybe it's less of a craft consideration than it was Belichick.
Maybe, but they brought in Van Pelt last year. And I don't know that was by choice. That was like
one and done anyway.
Option number 15.
Yeah.
But yeah, what's the better approach? Bringing in guys you know aren't going anywhere?
The best guy. Bring
McDaniels,
in the
Daniels, Patricia, O'Brien, Van Pelt. I heard that logic with all those guys, too. They're not going anywhere. They're not going to leave. They're going to stay here. Or would you rather hire a guy who's actually good at the job with a creative scheme, who maybe is career conscious and looking to take that next step as a head coach? Why on earth is that a bad thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just because it's been such a hot potato position to this point, and that's one way to ruin a young quarterback is how many head coaches, how many coordinators did they play for in, you know, early in their careers? Like two guys, and they went kind of different ways with it, but Baker Mayfield, bunch of head coaches, bunch of offensive coordinators, needed to like bounce around teams to sort of rejuvenate his career because he was really good as a rookie. And then they were like, all right, now it's Freddie Kitchens, and now it's this guy, and now it's that guy. Now we're going to upgrade. Ryan Tannehill was another one, awful in Miami, but it was different coaches, different coordinators, different everything, and then it ended up being decent enough, and then now kind of fizzled and out of it. So I think that's just one thing that you have to be concerned with the rookie quarterback.
I'm just telling you, you hired a safe guy last year in Alex Van Pelt, and now you need to hire another guy. So you really can't control that.
No. So I disagree.
You can't hire who's leaving and who's you're going to have to fire. You can't really control it, so don't worry about it.
No, but Van Pelt was only safe in the sense that you didn't think he was going to get another job like that. He wasn't, like, safe in he's going to be really good at this.
Well, correct. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think the thought is McDaniels will be a lot better at this than Van Pelt was.
Well, let's see.
There's no guarantee, but I think Vrabel and Kraft and even Patriots fans are like, all right, here's a guy that's called plays 18 years versus a guy who's called plays once.
I'm just going to tell you, a lot of people said the same thing about O'Brien won't be worse than Patricia.
I agree.
You have a real play caller here. He won't be worse than Patricia. He was.
He was worse.
The offense was worse. So I have heard this logic before, and I think McDaniels is better than O'Brien. But
same.
Like, I've heard this. And you were all wrong about it out there. So I don't think McDaniel's anything near a slam dunk. There are check marks. There are pluses. But I don't think he's anywhere near a slam dunk. And Keith, you did a deep dive on his history.
The Rich Keefe Stats and Info stayed up pretty late last night,
Let's
Jones.
Let's hear some numbers from the Rich Keefe Stats and Info department. Late night, hamster wheel turning.
That's
Let's
right.
hear the numbers.
So these are all the years that Josh McDaniels was a play caller. I will give you the year, the team, the quarterback, and where they ranked in points.
Okay.
2006, Patriots, 7th with Tom Brady. 2007, Patriots, one of the greatest offenses of all time, 1st with Tom Brady. 2008 with the Patriots, 8th with Matt Cassel. Then 2009 with the Broncos, 20th with Kyle Orton. 2010 also with the Broncos, 19th with Kyle Orton, although he was fired after 12 games. 2011 with the Rams, dead last 32nd with Sam Bradford.
Nice.
Comes back to the Patriots. This stretch all with Tom Brady until I tell you otherwise. 2012, 1st. 2013, 3rd. 2014, 4th. 2015, 3rd. 16, 3rd. 17, 2nd. 18, 4th. 2019, his last year with Brady, 7th.
Okay, so he was top five all those years when he returned to New England until his final year with Brady. Yep.
Yep. 2020 with Cam Newton, 27th.
Huh.
2021 with Mac Jones, 6th.
15th in yards, 6th in scoring.
Yep. Okay, 6th. 2022 with the Raiders and Derek Carr, they were 12th. And then in 2023 with Jimmy Garoppolo, Aiden O'Connell, and somebody else, they were 23rd.
I think it was Stidham.
And Stidham also fired in season, which is pretty remarkable. But again, he's not hired as a head coach.
Okay.
He is the offensive coordinator. I would say more wins than losses, honestly.
Yeah,
more wins than losses.
I would agree. When you line it up, even subtracting the Brady years, which is probably not fair to entirely
I'll give him some credit for that. I mean, Brady did it with everybody, so it is one of those things. But, like, they were really high-end. And, you know, his second year calling plays, this is going back forever ago, his second year calling plays, he's given Randy Moss, he's given Wes Welker, and, like, they had the best offense in the history of football. So, yeah, you have Tom Brady, you have all these guys, but he got the most out of that team till the end.
Well, I mean, that offense, I'd be curious to look at, like, I'd have to go back and look.
They had the lead in the Super Bowl.
The offense tailed off a lot in the second half of that year, though.
Yeah, it did. I think, you know, teams kind of got on. They started playing close games a little bit.
And I would say about the Castle year, which you hear a lot about, yeah, they were, you know, a top 10 offense that year with Matt Castle. They also went from, as Keith just said, the best in the history of the sport at the time to barely in the top 10. So that there was a drop-off is all I would highlight, and that was still a super talented team.
The other thing I would say, too, before we get some of these calls, Tom Brady, far and away, the best quarterback he's ever been with. Would Drake May already be the second-best quarterback? Because he got a washed Cam Newton. He didn't get MVP Cam Newton.
I mean, right.
Kyle Orton.
Cam based on career,
Sam
sure.
Sam Bradford. So I think he's already got the second-best quarterback.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the expectations should be pretty high.
The one thing that jumps out to me going through all those QBs is when Bedard says, well, he knows how to maximize a mobile quarterback. Mm. When Josh has been the head coach and had a real say in it, and there's rumors that he wanted Lamar in Lamar's draft year, which is very convenient, you know, but you look at who he actually had. He drafted Tebow, but his quarterback was Orton. In Vegas, it was, as you said, Carr and Garoppolo and even Jarrett Stidham.
Right.
For when the guy was in charge and could actually make calls, he didn't exactly have the mobile quarterback out there.
Cam Newton did rush for 12 touchdowns.
That's true.
And I mean, that was pretty much their offense. they didn't have much else, but
Cam
they did.
Cam had a good running year.
Most of them were in that Seattle game, but
they were all against Seattle, and they were all from the one-yard line. But whatever, Jalen Hurts gets credit for those tush pushes, so it counts.
That was a fun game.
Counts.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Cam Newton week two against Seattle was a fun game.
Julian Edelman had a career high in receiving yards.
Nikhil Harry had a career high in
receiving yards. It was a bizarre
that
game.
That makes sense. Edelman, it was a career high?
I don't think Edelman had ever had as many receiving yards in a game, even with Brady, as he did with Cam Newton. It's one of the more bizarre stats.
What a fun game. Yeah. And it came crashing down.
A little bit.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Barry's in New Bedford. Hello, Barry.
Hey, guys. This is the equivalent of when the Bulls hired Stan Albeck to coach Michael Jordan his rookie year. I mean, this is a complete joke. You mentioned the history. He was the head coach and play caller in Denver, got fired. He was the head coach and play caller in Vegas, got fired. His offenses, and this was explained to me by a former Patriot receiver of how this offense operates. He says in most like offenses like McVay and Shanny, the receiver runs a route that's called in the play. With McDaniels, you have to read the coverage to run a route. He creates so much overthinking in his offense. That's why he basically ruined Sam Bradford. Sam Bradford was an athletic throwing quarterback out of Oklahoma. Look what happened to him.
Yeah.
I mean, Baker Mayfield should be thankful that Oklahoma's not leaving.
Do you think that's a bad thing, Keith, that McDaniels asked receivers to read cover? Like, there's
like
more,
option routes and
there's
stuff?
There's more thinking to it, but I don't think that's a bad thing either. That means you have answers. I think that's a plus for McDaniels.
There was always some talk about the offense was too complicated for a lot of receivers. And one of the reasons why they drafted a lot of receiver busts was those guys couldn't figure it out. And one of the reasons why, now this also backfired on them, when Matt Patricia, they were going to bring in like a different offense. You just had the wrong guy teaching it.
Mm-hmm.
But part was they wanted to make it easier for guys to join the team, whether it was free agents or rookies, and figure it out. Because if you look at the history of the team, is there a handful of guys that really got it? You know, like Troy Brown, Deion Branch, Edelman, Welker, Moss. Like those, everybody else didn't really, or, you know, Gronk. But for wide receivers, they did try to like simplify it. So I don't know if McDaniels is going to say, hey, I'm running the exact same stuff I always ran. He might change.
Wasn't the issue there that Brady was just on a different level than everybody else?
That's also true.
It wasn't just purely the offense and what McDaniels demanded. It's that Brady was just on such a higher plane than everybody else because he had done it for so
long. Oh, and
then
if a guy runs the wrong option route, I think Brady's going to give up on him.
You're in the doghouse.
Yeah.
Fair text here, 617-779-7937. Jones, you love to preach consistency. You're now talking about McDaniels ruining Bradford. That was Keith. What happened to if he can play, he can play? Fair point. Bradford, I don't really think could play. I just think
Bradford's a weird. He had good years and bad. He
I
got
just
hurt
think
a lot.
McDaniels made him. He was worse than McDaniels. I just think that's what it is. Bradford was fine-ish. He wasn't great. He never lived up to his expectations.
True.
And his worst year was with McDaniels. This is highlighting that McDaniels made him worse while he was there. That's all.
No, that's it. Well, you just can't say he got the most out of him.
No, definitely.
Right? Because
not.
Like, so even if his ceiling is much lower than Drake Maye's, if you want to play it that way, he didn't get anywhere near that under Josh McDaniels.
No. So we can get to, the rest of the coaching staff. We have a name on the defensive side of the ball. I am curious how they're going to play defense under Mike Vrabel. Terrell Williams, which I think we both forecasted yesterday,
mm-hmm.
is the most likely hire. He is now officially the defensive coordinator, at least reportedly, the defensive coordinator for the Patriots. So that shoe has dropped. What else is on the horizon for the Patriots this offseason? We'll get to it with all your phone calls coming up next.